Welcome back. This is Gary Goldman. I'm your Suites reporter. I have a different cap on today, or no cap at all. I'm actually hosting Radio Entrepreneurs, and we have a very exciting guest today who's going to tell us all about his business, Federico Sismondi from Dudok. Welcome, Federico.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for inviting me to your program.
Great. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your company, where you're at, where you're going, what your vision is?
Sure. So our company started as a Portuguese and American project that then became a U.S. company that then ended up having a subsidiary in Portugal, which actually became a business that works with pharmaceutical companies in providing documentation solutions. Mainly, these solutions are meant to tackle highly complex documents, auditable documents, and these kind of documents are usually the documents you prepare for a regulatory process or for operations in life sciences companies. So what Dudok does is it provides a web-based platform for these companies to prepare, store, and handle all the documentation online and prepare for this process that has to be auditable.
So what is unique about you that distinguishes you, say, from a Google Doc or something else? What in your product is different? And do you work on a subscription basis, or how do you function as far as the selling component of it?
We do work with a subscription base. It's a software as a service in which every user has an annual license. And, of course, we provide licenses for institutions, but the main idea is that every user has to be uniquely identified, so there needs to be a recognition of unique users. And this is, again, going back to the need for having an auditable system, so knowing what everybody did, when, and where. And that is also the main differentiating factor when comparing to other solutions. Main difference with Google Docs: whenever you start using Google Docs, you kind of accept the terms of service that say that the information you're going to create there is not confidential, which is a no-go for life sciences companies that are actually creating, generating a lot of confidential information. But then when comparing to other solutions that are already in the market, in this specific market, the main differentiating factor is that people can work in real-time collaboration. That means generating information all together on the same platform without the need of a sequential process in which they have to send emails back and forth with attachments. All the documents remain in the platform. Several people can be working on the same document at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You said you were involved with pharmaceutical companies. Is this the area that you wish to expand in? Are you looking to go into other areas? Where do we see the business going? And you, secondarily, you mentioned that you have offices in Portugal. How does that function with the United States and Portugal working together?
So the presence we have in Portugal is specifically the development team, the software development team. And we have a sales group there. Our main sales and business development group is in Boston. And the idea is that many of these solutions for auditable documents or documents that are highly regulated, are the rules for these documents are very similar in Europe and in the US. And this is because of some agreements between EMA, the European agency, and FDA here in the US. So that allows us to sell in both markets without having to do a significant customization. The main customization is actually learning from the sales process, the differences in the sales process in two very different markets in terms of how they see software in this vertical. Now, that being said, it is definitely a solution that can be used in other verticals, not only in pharma. Right now, we are very focused on pharma, medical devices, and biotechnology in general, but in the future, we definitely want to expand to other verticals. Environmental consulting is one of them, transportation, even legal services that actually generate a lot of documentation that has to be auditable.
Now, I'm sure a lot of the documentation changes and evolves over time. How do you adapt your software and everything else to make sure that you're staying consistent with all the regulations that come on board?
Well, actually, part of our team has regulatory expertise. for dealing with those changes. Specifically, people that have been trained in terms of the documentation packages and the submission packages that have to be prepared for FDA and EMA. In this way, these people are in continuous contact with both agencies, and they are informed whenever there is a change in such a way that we can reflect it within our platform.
Mm-hmm. And what is your background, per se? Are you technical? Are you a computer programmer? What is your area of expertise? And how did this whole company evolve? And how do we get to where we are today?
So my background is in biomedical engineering. I had a master's in nuclear physics and then a PhD in biomedical engineering. And although that sounds very academic, I think I've always been an entrepreneur. I had a company, a software company, when I was back in Argentina. I grew up in Argentina, so I had a software company there. Then I started my PhD and I met my two co-founders. And well, during our PhD, the three co-founders actually have a PhD in medical informatics, medical devices, and cancer therapies, all highly regulated applications within life sciences. And the three of us suffered a lot with the kind of documentation we had to generate in order to make these projects progress over time. So we realized that there was a need in this market. We started doing more research about the market, about the specific needs in private and in public institutions. And well, we saw there was a huge opportunity for an idea that we had for solving this problem. So we went for it. And then we started learning that it's actually, again, not only a need in this area, in this life sciences vertical, but also in other verticals too. So,
what about the funding as far as growing your company? How does that whole process work? Because you may have different visions where you want to be in a couple of years, but how are you going to reach those financially?
So we've already had a pre-seed and a seed round, totaling around $1 million, which is for a documentation company, you can look at it as a small amount. If you think of getting to a break-even point or getting to profitability, but it's a significant amount whenever you have a team that is composed by a development group overseas. So that has allowed us to keep growing, keep selling to new customers, and we are at the point of being very sure about being ready for a Series A, Series AB sometime next year.
So Radio Entrepreneurs reaches 38 countries. So what is the message that you want to send to the 38 countries out there who could conceivably be interested in your product? How can they make you successful, and what are you really looking to attract? We talked about some of your visions. We want to expand on that idea.
Absolutely. So first thing, they can visit our website at dudoc.com. And I think the most important message for people working in these kind of regulated applications is there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Many people complain every day about the solutions they have, either provided by companies that have been around for 30 or 40 years, using the same methods for documentation for 30, 40 years. And they still fear the change. They fear the idea of using a new solution for their workflows. I would encourage them to look at new solutions. There are many companies like ours that are providing very important solutions that change the game and give them an edge when compared to companies that stay in the old practices. There are many companies that are trying to change the way people collaborate, many companies that are trying to change the way people generate information, companies that are putting first security and not trying to patch, again, old things, trying to redesign the whole process, thinking of a new way of collaboration. Not collaboration between individuals, but collaboration looking at the synergy of a group.
Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to reach you, how would I go about doing that?
So if you visit our website, you can use the contact forms that we have within the website. If not, you can send me an email to info@dudoc.com or to my personal account, fcismondi@dudoc.com.
We've had a fascinating discussion today with Federico Sismondi from Dudoc. I'm Gary Goldman, ordinarily a Sweets reporter. Today I'm hosting Radio Entrepreneurs. Thank you so much.